American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased, as always, that you are here with me today, streaming live for the first time from our home studio. I've got my Yoda with me here. Can everyone see Yoda? Yay, Yoda keeping my little Yoda clock, keeping me on time. Yes, Talking Alternative continues to broadcast. It's great having my host be able to be remote, and everyone can take care of things from their home, and you can listen from your home. So, you know, we're all here to serve you. I'm here to be of service to you. And today we're going to be talking all about being grounded and centered during these trying times. And my intention behind today's show in particular is to really help you because and support you in knowing that we have so many tools, we have so much inside of us that can actually serve us during these times. And that we're much stronger than we give ourselves credit for, and we have many more resources within ourselves. And I'm going to be speaking about those resources today. But first, of course, and by the way, here you can see my nice new microphone, kind of cool. I'm going to have a nice little boom arm coming down and have it hanging in front of me so it's I can talk much closer to it, which I believe may be downstairs waiting delivery right now. Anyway, so you're going to see us doing a lot of things in the future. I'm going to be doing some special broadcasts. I'm actually doing a special broadcast with a whole panel of business experts tomorrow, Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. So I hope you will tune into that. We'll be broadcasting it right here on talkradio.nyc. And of course, we'll be doing Facebook Live as always. And before I forget, of course, you know, one of the things that I had already started to do before all this craziness came about here in the States and was creating this course for people who like to do shows like this, who like to do podcasts. And so I've created this sort of overview class, which I was originally going to launch a couple of weeks ago, but with the transition and having to get everything set up at home, I just needed to delay it a little bit, and my apologies for people who originally signed up for it. But we are going to be launching it on March 31st. It's called Podcast Your Passion. You can find out all about it by going to talkradio.nyc/PYP, all in caps, PYP. And that will take you right to the registration page. If you have any questions about it, you have anything you want to know, please email me, sam@theconsciousconsultant. Theconsciousconsultant is all one word, .com. Email me if we're connected on Facebook, just private message me. And I'm really, this class is to really serve people who are thinking about doing what I'm doing here today and what's everything involved with it, and give you a good broad overview so that by the end of the class, you won't be wasting your time. You'll understand how to create a quality show, and you'll be able to, you know, make a really informed decision. Because sometimes we jump into these things and we don't understand like everything that's involved with it. And everything that involves with it in terms of the commitment, but also everything that's involved with it in terms of the benefit and all the different ways that you can utilize the show to your benefit. So I'm continuing. I'm putting it out there. My intention behind this class is to really serve people. And I hope, even if you're not interested in it, if you could even mention it, you know, if you could show us some social media love and share it around, or, you know, if you can mention it to some friends, I would deeply, deeply appreciate it. During these times, it's so important for us to really support each other and help each other. We are going to get through this. I want to state that right now. The world is not coming to an end. We are, you know, it is going to be difficult and tragic for some people. I personally know people who have family members who are affected by this. Fortunately, my family, everyone is safe, thank God. I really appreciate life like taking care of me. So I'm very fortunate, but I know a lot of other people are not. So enough of that. I'll mention it more later, but let's start off with our quotes of the day. Oof, I'm running behind already. Wow. Come on, Yoda, keep me on track. Okay. So of course, our quotes from the universe and from Abraham. Let's start off with our quotes from the universe. Always kindness prevails. No matter how things appear, nor how humbling a task, nor how unkind they've been. Always the universe. I love this quote, near and dear to my heart, because I am a big believer in kindness. In kindness and kindness to ourselves, kindness to those around us, kindness to the people we work with, kindness to everyone. Why? Why is kindness so important? Because when we are kind to people, we break that cycle of negativity. We dissipate that energy that sometimes gets us in trouble. How often? I assume I'm not the only one who's had this experience where maybe you're having a conversation or an argument with someone and it gets a little heated and you know, things kind of get a little out of control. And when we stop and just pause for a moment and come from a place of kindness instead of a place of defending, instead of a place of being right, instead of a place of pushing us up or putting the other person down, when we just pause and stop and say, are we being kind? And then if we stop and then we come from a place of kindness, it totally shifts the energy. It totally changes what's happening in the moment. So I'm a big believer in kindness. And yes, I understand there are times when we need quote unquote tough love. Personally, the more sensitive a person is, the less need I personally feel there is for tough love. And I don't know. I sometimes have a hard time with the tough love concept, because it's always got to be applied with kindness. It's really, this idea of tough love is something that is so tricky because of our own stuff, because of our own shtick, because of our own challenges behind it. And if we're not coming from a very pure place, that tough love can be more about us than it is the other person. Whereas when we come from kindness, kindness is never about us. I mean, it can be from the point of view that, I don't know about you, but I always want to be treated with kindness. And I find that when I'm treated with kindness, then it makes it so much easier for me to be kind to other people. So this quote from the universe, especially at this time, kindness is more important than ever before. And really, when I see on social media and I hear from people things like Jack Ma donating, you know, 100,000 masks, people helping other people. You know, this is a time when community comes together. So kindness, there's no replacement for it. And now is the time more than ever before for kindness. Okay, wonderful quote from the universe. Hope you liked it. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. Just like the wild beasts, you want your own autonomy. You want freedom. You want freedom from negative emotion. You want freedom from somebody telling you what to do. Whether you are consciously aware of it or not, what all of you want is a sense of well-being. Abraham. Very interesting quote for this time. What Abraham is talking about is one of those essential qualities of being human that pulls us forward, which is this desire for freedom, the desire not to be told what to do, this desire to be free from people being unkind, like we just talked about kindness, freedom from suffering, freedom from difficulty, even though difficulty tends to bring us the most growth in our lives. Our tendency is not to want to suffer, not to want difficulty in our lives. So we want freedom. And and Abraham says, you want freedom from negative emotion. What does Abraham mean by negative emotion? I personally am trying to move away from this language of positive and negative. I think of it more as a low vibration and high vibration, or lighter vibration and denser vibration. But it's an emotion that just doesn't feel good in our body. When we're angry, upset, sad, depressed, anxious, fearful, you know, those are very dense emotions and they just don't feel good in our body. And I'm not saying we should not feel them. I mean, if there is that kind of emotion in our body, to get through it, we need to feel it and release it. And one of the best ways to release it is to really go into the heart of it and see where does it come from. And most of the time, and there are all kinds of techniques I've heard of, like asking why, like where does this come from? Where does this come from? Why? And you keep doing that 5 to 7 times, and then eventually you get down to kind of the root, to the heart of it. And almost all the time it comes from fear, pain, and trauma. And so what do we want? We want freedom from that fear, pain, and trauma. And how do we get it? Well, it goes back to our first quote, being kind with ourselves. Being kind with ourselves and understanding that whoever, whatever we view as being the cause of that trauma, they're human beings too. It's just life. And it's not necessarily their intention that to cause us trauma. It's not, you know, necessarily malicious. And sometimes even if it is, it's because they're coming from their own pain, their own trauma, their own challenges that they haven't been yet to face. Not justifying it, not saying it's right. And I want everybody out there to understand that if you are in any kind of situation where there's some abuse happening, whether it's physical, verbal, mental, emotional, sexual, any kind of abuse, there's no excuse for that. And there's no reason for you to put up with it. Get the hell out of there. Okay? That's where we have to stand up for kindness for ourselves and self-compassion and remove ourselves from that situation, because that does not serve any of us. Okay? So I just want to be very clear on that. And thank you for all the love you guys are giving me on Facebook. I see it. Thank you. And having said that, of course, because what do we want? We want freedom from that. So to get the freedom from it, it's to understand that we are all human beings, that we all come from our experience, our generational experience. You know, the trauma and the wounds that have been inflicted upon our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, going back umpteen generations, it's lodged in our DNA, it's lodged in our genes. We get to choose how it's expressed in our life. And it takes awareness to be able to change that expression, to have the freedom. And that's ultimately what all this about is, about being more aware, more conscious, understanding more of what's going on, why are we doing it, and making that shift and change. So, and the conclusion of this quote is, all you want is a sense of well-being. That's all any of us wants, is to feel good in our bodies, in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits. We just want to feel good. We just want to be happy. And indeed, you know, with all the research that's been done in human psychology and human emotion, it all comes down to really two things. We're either moving away from pain, or we're moving towards pleasure. And what's that moving towards pleasure? That's just wanting to feel good. Moving away from pain, we just want freedom from that pain. We just want it to stop. And that's really the fundamental of all of our desires. And I don't care how altruistic you think you are, it all comes down to, it makes us feel good. As a matter of fact, doing something for somebody else without thinking about ourselves and without looking for any kind of reward, that feels better than anything else. I mean, that really lights us up. And having gratitude for the kindness that other people show us, that totally raises our vibration. So that's what we want. We want that sense of just feeling good. And you know what the beauty is? We can give it to ourselves whenever we want. We really can. It's not always easy when we're in the middle of a difficult situation. Believe me, I know this for a fact. I have lived it. I can tell you right now, it is not always easy. However, when we stop, when we pause for a moment, when we say, hey, you know, this is, when we're aware, this is what I'm feeling now. This is not what I want to be feeling. I wish to shift and change this. And then we can ask ourselves, what do I need to do to shift and change how I'm feeling right now? And lots of times, if we focus on helping somebody else, we focus on being kind and gentle with ourselves, at the very least, we can call up a memory of being with somebody we love, of being engaged and involved with something that really lit us up. Just recalling that memory and reliving it and really sitting and focusing with our eyes closed and like, we can really shift and change things like that in an instant. So, two wonderful, amazing quotes from Mike Dooley in The Universe and from Abraham. Just two amazing quotes and two very apropos quotes, all for today's show. And today's show was originally going to be about something completely different with a guest I had booked months and months ago. And just so you guys know, like, I'm booked out with guests until November. You know, however, with things being the way they are right now, I'm having a couple of cancellations. Things are shifting and changing around. So things don't always go as planned. So since my guest couldn't make it, checked in with a couple of people last minute, couldn't make it either. So I decided to really do something I thought would really serve you, which is really talk about how to be grounded and centered today in this moment, in this time, using different aspects that are all within us. So we're going to get to that right after these messages. Thank you all for staying with me. I appreciate all the Facebook love that I see. And thank you for everybody tuning in on talkradio.nyc. You guys totally rock. I really appreciate you all. So you're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity from our new home studio. I'm right here with me, your host, Sam Leibowitz, and my little Yoda clock here keeping me, well, I'm way over time on this segment. And we will be right back after these messages. Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc, on Facebook Live, and all over the place, all over Facebook. We also share the link on LinkedIn and all over the social medias. At least I hope Emily, my wonderful assistant, is there. Patty, I see you're commenting. You're gone. Tell me what you mean. Whoops, sorry, clicked on the wrong thing there. That's what happens when you're engineering your own show sometimes. Just Patty, I see you're saying I'm gone. I'm not quite sure what you mean by that, so let me know. Okay, so to get to our main topic for the day, which is about grounding and staying centered during these times. So one of the things to realize is that we have different aspects to ourselves. And I've talked about this in prior shows, but it's been a little bit of a while. So I'm going to just okay, she said, Patty said I had an error back. Awesome. So one of the things I've talked about in the past, sorry about that, is that and there are many ways of looking at who and what we are and our different aspects. And one of the things that I've learned over the years, and it's something that I find in many different cultures and many different traditions, is the archetypal four elements of Earth. And I know in the East there are five element theories, but I was brought up in the West, so I'm going to stick with the Western four elements, which is Earth, Air, Water, and Fire. So what is Earth? Well, Earth is the ground, right? The ground beneath our feet. And Earth, in terms of aspects of ourselves, is symbolic of our bodies. Right? Earth is our bodies, our physicality. And it's, you know, how we ground our experience and deal with the day-to-day details of life. That's Earth. Air. What is air? Air is symbolic for spirit. Spirit is where we get inspiration. You can take it literal as our spirit, our soul. It's where our imagination, where we get informed from this deeper knowing, this deeper knowledge that's not logical thinking knowledge, but a deeper knowledge. Water. What's water? Water is symbolic for our heart, our emotions. Water is about connection. It's about being fluid. It's about being flexible and working with others, community, bringing us together. And then there's fire. Fire is symbolic for mind. Mind is planning and thoughts and logic and details and you know, figuring everything out. Mind is about categorizing things and separating things, you know, breaking things down to little pieces so that we can understand how it all gets put together. Because when we're dealing with something and it's too huge and too big, it's overwhelming. So we need to chunk things down, and it's the mind that chunks things down. So these are the four elements, and these are wonderful to kind of keep in mind. And it's not that one element is any better than another element. We have a tendency here in the West to overemphasize certain elements. We overemphasize the fire element, the element of mind. Ever since, I would say, like the Renaissance and critical thinking came about, it's all mind, 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 mind. And then we forget that there's all these other aspects. We don't value these other aspects. But our bodies, and sometimes, you know, in certain aspects of society, like when you're heavy duty into sports, or, you know, somebody who like trains every day, you know, that's all body stuff. And then it, not saying everyone does, but it can be an overemphasis on the body. All right. But the heart and our heart and our spirit are equally important. And so it's not about placing any one aspect above any other aspect in life. It's about understanding when is it appropriate to use these different aspects. So obviously, we're going to start with earth, right? If we want to be grounded, earth is one of the most basic elements. So how do we use earth to help us ground? Well, I'll give you an exercise to do, but also just think about it in terms of very simple terms of just being around earth. What is earth? Nature. Taking a walk in the park. If you have houseplants, maybe you need to replant these houseplants, or maybe you just need to add some fertilizer, but working with nature, working with plants. You know, people now are starting to actually grow things, you know, microgreens, they call it now, and sprouts that you can actually grow in your own apartment. You know, if you have a house, you probably have flower beds and bushes. So maybe it's about mowing the lawn or trimming the hedges, but it's basically doing something that deals with earth. So what is earth, right? Earth is what supports us. So let me give you an exercise for when you feel like you're not being that grounded. So what can we do to feel a little more grounded and to be a little more anchored when we're feeling unsettled or maybe we're feeling, you know, a little anxious? So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to sit, right? Placing your feet flat on the floor. And I want you just to pay attention to the feeling of what is it like to sit in your seat. Like, do you feel the floor supporting you? Do you feel the chair or whatever it is you're sitting on? Like, feel your bottom in the chair. Feel it being supported. You know, feel how you're being held by the floor and the chair or the sofa, whatever it is. Just take a moment to just feel yourself supported by the ground, by the floor, by the chair. And if you want to even feel it more, you know, push against it. Like, you don't have to stand up, but just put some force into your feet or sink into it and push a little bit, like as if you're about to get up, and feel the reaction of that. You know, if you're sitting, maybe you like to sit on the floor, put your hands on the floor too, and like start to just put a little strength behind it, push against this, feel that resistance. And by feeling that resistance, right, that helps you to be a little more present of like, oh, I'm right here, right now. This is earth. This is your body. Feel it in your body. It takes a little bit of going inwards, but that just that resistance pushing down. Right? That helps to bring us back into being a little bit more grounded. We're a little bit more in our bodies. And indeed, if that's not enough, as I mentioned before, doing something really physical, exercise, running. You know, if you're stuck at home and you can't go outside or you don't feel safe going outside, do push-ups, sit-ups. If you have a bar at home and you can do chin-ups, right? Anything that gets you more into your body, that physicality, moving that body, that's using the earth, okay? And so I would love to hear from you. I see you guys commenting on the Facebook Live. Hey, Emily, glad to see you're here. Let me know. How do you think you can use earth in you? I mean, first of all, let me know, like, is this a little helpful? Are you getting something from this? I sure hope so. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, I still have air, water, and fire to go through. And so we'll go through them over the next couple of segments. And thank you all for joining me. Please stay with me. The breaks are only like a minute long. You can run to the bathroom and run back, leave your computer on. And again, if you're enjoying this, if you're finding this has value, please share it. Please share the podcast. If you're listening on the podcast, you know, the Conscious Consultant Hour, it's everywhere. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play. I should be on Spotify. Look on Spotify. I submitted it. If not, let me know and I will redo it. And also, just one other thing before we go to break. If you can let me know what kinds of topics do you want me to talk about, what would support you? Patty already told me meditation, so I can do tons of meditations. I will do periodic meditations here and there on Facebook. Happy to do that. Thank you, Patty, for that suggestion. If you guys can send me other suggestions, I would love it. I really want to know, what do you need to feel supported at this time? You know, what are your biggest challenges in this new environment that we're in now? So thank you all for tuning in. Please stay tuned. We just got a quick commercial break, and we will be right back after these messages. And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you all for being with me. I do this at noon, from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, every Thursday, right here on talkradio.nyc and on Facebook Live all over the place. And thank you. I'm just looking at some comments on Facebook. Patty says this is helpful and she's tired of hearing about it. And I'm listening to you as I ride my trike for charity miles. Wow. Thank you, Patty. Good. I'm glad this is helpful. And that's really my intention. And I am actually trying to be an example of how to be aware of what's going on around us without necessarily feeding into the negativity. That's why I have tried to avoid mentioning it by name, because you all know what it is and you all know what's going on. There's no need for me to reinforce that. There are plenty of other places that will reinforce that and let you know about that. So I don't really feel the need. But what I do feel would serve us is to really remind ourselves of how do we deal with difficult times, because you know, this may not be the only real big difficulty that we have to deal with. This may be just the first huge thing like this, especially with what a lot of the meteorologists and weather specialists, you know, are talking about with climate change. I mean, this may help climate change, because now they're saying there's a whole lot less pollution going on out there. But there could be other challenges that we have to meet in the future. You know, earthquakes, tornadoes, floods. You know, the weather has been getting more and more extreme every single year. And who knows? This is just one kind of thing. There are other kinds of things, right? In 2003, a lot of us experienced the blackout here in the northeast of the United States. You know, and that was actually a beautiful thing. I mean, this century has been fraught with all kinds of challenges. So I think if we learn how to deal with this particular one, which by far is the most unprecedented and the most difficult challenge that we've had to deal with in the last 20 years, I think, in just my humble opinion, if we learn to deal with this and get through this with resilience, that any other challenges that come along the way, I mean, we may get tired of them after a while, but we're that much better, we'll be that much better and better able to deal with it. Okay, so we talked about Earth and how to stay grounded, right? The floor, feeling yourself in your seat, just sensing yourself in your body, exercise, resistance, that kind of thing. I want to leave air for later, so I'm going to go to water. Because one of the things, and many of you know, I do some shamanic work, and a lot of the particular type of work that I do, a lot of it is very heart-based, very heart-centered. And so for me, heart, water is so important. And it really opened me up because I had not realized how much I was not in my heart space, how much I was afraid to be there. And it takes practice feeling safe getting back into our heart space. So water, what is water about? It's about connection, right? And what's kind of interesting now is that while everybody is sort of sequestered in their own little place, we're actually, I find I'm connecting with a lot more people online and people, just as a small example, like all the networking groups I'm a member of are all doing everything virtually now. And what's interesting is because they're virtual, there are more people on the calls who are at a distance, who maybe aren't local to meet, who wouldn't normally or might not normally be able to come to a meeting. So that connection is still taking place. I'm still connecting with friends. I'm still, you know, reaching out to people. I mean, I also have ideas and I want to develop all kinds of online classes and do more Facebook Lives and connect with people and provide stuff for people. So I also need time to put all that together. But there's still this connection going on. Okay, so how do you use water to help you to feel more grounded and centered? Well, there's plenty of water inside our bodies, right? Our bodies are 70% water. A lot of it's in the mouth. So one of the exercises you can do is, you know, you just sit for a moment and you put the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Right? Just put it right up there. And you just stay connected like that for a while. And what happens is you start to produce more saliva, more water. And you just want to feel that saliva in our mouths, because when we're stressed, when we're feeling anxious, we actually kind of experience dry mouth. So making more saliva actually helps the nervous system to relax. Just putting the tongue at the top of the mouth. Now, on another level, just so you know, that's also a practice that many people do when meditating, because they say it closes a channel, an energetic channel within the body. So it helps to sort of recycle energy. So it's not just helping on the water side. That exercise also helps kind of on the spirit side. So you want to do things. Now, other ways to use water to help you feel grounded: taking a bath, a hot shower. I personally love taking one of those really steamy hot showers, because you even start to sweat in the shower and it helps to detox the body. So that's very, very good. Taking a bath. If you have Epsom salt, hopefully the stores have not sold out of Epsom salt yet. Maybe it's sold out a lot of other things, but Epsom salt in your bathtub is very, very grounding. And it also helps to pull out all kinds of toxins from your body. So using Epsom salt in a bath is also very, very important. So that's water. Okay. Let's go to fire. Okay, fire, right? Which is mind. So using fire to help you feel centered is about using your mind. So how do we use our mind? You want to do is kind of sit, close your eyes, and think of an image. It can be a place, it can be a person, something pleasant. And when you think of this image, get into all the juicy, sexy details. If it's the person, it's what color is their skin? What do they smell like? What clothes are they wearing? What is the tone of their voice? If it's a place like a park or a place in nature, what kinds of sounds do you hear? What's the temperature of the air? You know, what does it feel like? The breeze on your skin? Like, really get into all of the sensories and just allow your imagination to run wild. What are all the things you're feeling, sensing in your body? You know, just bring it all in. So you're using your mind to create this vivid, vivid picture. And after you've done that 5-10 minutes, I mean, really get into it. And then when you open your eyes, see how you feel. Do you feel more connected to yourself? Do you feel more grounded, more centered? Do you feel like, like I really, you know, am ready to face what I have to face now? Right? Our mind is so powerful. And one of the things researchers have been saying for years I've heard this, that the mind cannot distinguish between a vividly imagined experience and a real experience. And that's part of the reason why when we're dreaming, right, and you're in the middle of your dream, if you're not lucid, if you're not lucidly dreaming, you think this is really happening to you because it's so vivid and you smell and touch and feel things. So we use that same principle by using the mind, by using our fire to really get into the juiciness of whatever it is. And just start cataloging it. You make a list. Make a list of what are all the things that like make you feel good, that make you feel just happy and joyful to be alive. You know, if you're not doing a gratitude practice on a daily basis, start doing it. Just create that list. Three things, five things. Just start with that and then keep going. When I do my gratitude lists, I usually divide it up into three basic categories. Who are all the people in my life I'm grateful for? What are all the experiences in my life I'm grateful for? And what are all the physical things in my life am I grateful for? So people like, you know, my wife, my friends, my teachers, my colleagues, my loyal listeners on Facebook. I appreciate every single one of you. What are the experiences? Oh my God, I've had so many amazing experiences during my lifetime. I'm so, so glad we took a couple of weeks and went to Australia when we took our winter vacation around Christmas time. It was the biggest vacation we've ever taken. 2 weeks going here, there, and everywhere. Sydney, Melbourne, Cairns, swam in the Great Barrier Reef. Oh my God, I loved it. I love going snorkeling. I love being in the water, right? What are all those experiences you're grateful for? And what are all the physical things you're grateful for? My apartment, the fact that I live next to Central Park, going hiking, you know, the clothes I'm able to wear, my nice brand new computer so I can stream all this stuff from Facebook, and my new cool microphone. Do you like my new microphone? I know I showed it to you before. It's really cool. My little Yoda clock. Yay, he's so cute, right? And he tells time too. You know, what are all the physical things? So that's the way I kind of break up my list, and because I can always come up with at least one thing in each of those categories. And if I come up with one thing, I can come up with more things. So I'm actually going to give you guys some homework. And you got to let me know next week how it went doing the homework. Come up with these three categories for yourself. And throughout the week, come up with something new every day. And you can add on, you know, the things you came up with the next day. It's usually good to start with something. But just write down your list. What are people, experiences, and things that you're grateful for in your life? Gratitude, oh, that's a great one. Make that list. Making lists, mind. Just make that list each and every day. Even if you put the same things on the list, it does not matter. Write it down and write. Do not type it on a computer. Write, get pieces of paper, get a journal, write it with hand, pen and paper, pencil and paper, I don't care. Write it down. The visceral experience of using your body, because now you're invoking earth and mind together, oh, that's a powerful combination. All right, time. I can't believe this show is going by so fast. Okay, time for me to take my last break of the show. Thank you all for like tuning in and staying with me. I so appreciate you all. We're going to take this quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about air, spirit. And we're going to finish up the show, and I hope you will stay with me. Please stay with me. It's a really short break, and we'll be right back after these messages. welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you all for staying with me throughout the show. I just want to mention a couple of things before I finish up with air today, with spirit. I just noticed that on my relatively new Facebook page, Inspired Thoughts, we just reached 3,700 likes. Thank you so, so much. I truly appreciate you all. You know, this is the page where I share inspiring quotes and thoughts every day. I'm streaming now to it. And not only 3,700 likes, but we've got more than that in terms of followers, which is amazing. I can't, I'm not going to search around for the number now. So if you haven't yet liked the page or followed the page, I would deeply, deeply appreciate it if you would go to, it's facebook.com/inspiredthoughtswithsam. And go there, like the page, follow the page, share it with others. Again, I'm sharing inspirational quotes. I'm sharing my Facebook videos there. Really trying to build it up to be something that will really support and help people. A couple of other quick announcements. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I just want to mention it again. Tomorrow, Friday, March 27th at 4 p.m. right here on talkradio.nyc and on Facebook Live. You can find it on either the Talk Radio Facebook page, which is Talk Radio NYC, which is facebook.com/talkradioNYC, or just look for me, Sam Leibowitz. I'm doing a special broadcast with a panel of five business experts. We're going to be covering everything for like how to keep your business thriving in these challenging times, sales and marketing, digital marketing, scaling your business, business continuity. How do you keep going, staying consistent or pivoting, health and wellness? You know, I'm going to be moderating this panel. Really some great business tips, some local business leaders, people that I've known for years who are amazing. Adrian Miller, Scott Mason, Andre Aschenbaugh, Dr. Sherry Green, who's a wonderful holistic podiatrist, amazing knowledge. Jerry Quinn, who I've known for years. Driving Results. She's an amazing business coach. So this is just the first of these special broadcasts. I'm going to be doing others, curating them with other business leaders. I'm going to bring other people on. If I can do it once a week, I'll do it once a week. If not, maybe once every other week. So please tune into that and let other people know as well. For anyone who's in business for themselves, whether you're a small business owner, a solopreneur, entrepreneur, holisticpreneur, I think these tips that we're going to give are going to be super valuable. Also, please, 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 I've come out with this course, Podcast Your Passion. It's my introductory course. I'll be doing a more in-depth course later on. Podcast Your Passion. I'm launching it on Tuesday, March 27th at 12 noon. It's a four-week course, 4 one-hour sessions, all on Tuesdays at 12 noon to 1 p.m., where I'm going to be going through giving you like some of the most valuable information and tips for having your own podcast. Should you have your own podcast? How do you do it? How much do you have to put into it? When do you monetize it? How do you build a following? I've been doing this now for almost 10 years. You know, everyone now is all hot on podcasts. I've been doing a podcast since 2010, so I'm not new to this. And I, not just my own, but as the executive producer of Talking Alternative, I've had dozens and dozens and dozens of shows on the network, and I've produced probably thousands and thousands of episodes. So I've learned a lot over this time, and I'm sharing my knowledge with everyone. So the website for it, or the page for it, it's www.talkradio.nyc/PYP for Podcast Your Passion. Please check it out. Let me know if there's something around podcasting you want to learn. Let me know if this is something that you think is of value. Okay, I'm running out of time. My apologies. Here we go. Air, which is spirit. So what is air? Air is our breath. It's paying attention to our breath. And indeed, if you listen to any of the great gurus, spiritual masters, when it comes to meditation, they all talk about the breath, coming back to our breath. In the present moment, when we come to our breath, we're fine. So what do? Place one hand over our chest, the other one over our abdomen. So we're connecting our abdomen and our chest. Breathe in through the nose, fill up, expand out your diaphragm. It's not very pretty. It's like your stomach gets real big. Expand that out. Feel the air moving into your lungs. As far as you can, and hold it. One, two, three, four. Let it out through the mouth. Again, in through the nose. Hold it for 4 seconds. Right? Just practicing deep breathing is so important. And especially now, especially with what's going around, it really affects the lungs. And one of the things I've read, I don't know how true it is, but I've seen it several times, is if you want to know if you have any kind of a lung issue, you take one of these deep breaths. Really expand out your diaphragm, expand your chest, hold it for 10 seconds. All right. Now, you know, if you're not used to doing it, that can be a little bit difficult, but hold it for 10 seconds. And then if you can hold it a little bit longer, but if you feel pain from doing that, go get your lungs checked out right away. Go straight to your doctor, let them know. But if you don't, you know, and again, it might be a little bit difficult. It might be a little uncomfortable if you're not used to it. You practice it a little bit. And after you practice it for a few days, you'll see it becomes more comfortable. But if you can do that, you know, that also, that's using air. That's using spirit. That's bringing you into the present moment. That's really the way to use spirit, air, to help it to stay grounded. And indeed, the breath is so, so important. And, you know, I'm a big believer, meditate every single day. Meditate when you're running. Meditate when you're doing exercises. Meditate when you're putting the dishes into the dishwasher, right? That can be a meditation. You know, my wife likes to tease me because I love pomegranates. And you know, when you open up a pomegranate, there are all these seeds, and I love taking the seeds out. And that's a meditation for me because it's a very slow practice. I'm trying to be gentle, not to break all the little seeds. And it takes time. You know, you have to it builds patience. That can be a meditation. Meditation is about being really present, being mindful of where you are in the moment. So using the breath as the very center and heart of our meditation, when we're paying attention to our breath, when we're breathing, hold it, let it go. Actually, the more mindful we are of our breathing, the less the mind is engaged, the more it's all about spirit and body. So meditation, right? Breathing is spirit. Meditation is spirit. Being in that present moment, it's so, so important. So I hope this has been helpful. I totally forgot. I've actually been asked to speak at a virtual summit this weekend. My apologies. I totally forgot about it. Let me just give you that URL really quickly. It's from my dear friend Kai Cole, and hold on 1 second. I just got to look it up real quick. Kai, where's your email? So if you get a chance, please check it out. It starts on Friday. It's called the Social Evolving Summit, and it's The website for it is www.ourdailymagic.com/social. Oops, where is it? Social Evolving Summit. So just Google Social Evolving Summit. I am the last speaker, the cleanup speaker for the summit. So my talk is going to be Sunday evening. Take a look. There'll be some Facebook posts about it. I'm going to put it up everywhere. So don't worry about it. It'll be there. Thank you so much. I'm over time. Coming up next right here on talkradio.nyc, it's Ken Foster and his show, Voices of Courage. And actually, Ken is going to be my guest in a couple of weeks, and him I know, I'm sure he'll make it. So you want to stay tuned for that. Next week, next week is one of my scheduled me-only shows. But since I did a me-only show today, I'll see if I get a guest. I'll bring a guest in the last minute. And if I don't, it'll be another me-only show. So send me your suggestions. What would you like me to talk about next week if I don't have a guest, okay? Thank you all. You all gave me so much love, so many comments on Facebook Live. I appreciate you all so much. William, Patty, Sanaya, Jordy, Emily, thank you all for tuning in. Please share the video. Thank you for all the love. Mwah. I love you all. I'm here for you. I'm going to be here for you even more than usual. You all take care. And I will talk to you, not even next week, I'll talk to you on Friday, I'm going to talk to you on Sunday, I'm going to be out here through all the whole week. Just look for me, I'm going to be all over the place, I'm here for you. Take care, have a wonderful rest of the day.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.